With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Secretary of State Rubio warns the U.S. could drop Russia-Ukraine peace efforts if there's no progress soon. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton with the report.
Following talks in Paris, Rubio said the U.S. may move on from trying to end the Russia-Ukraine war if progress isn't made in the coming days.
We're not going to continue to fly all over the world and do meeting after meeting after meeting if no progress is being made.
But Vice President Vance sounded more hopeful.
We do feel optimistic that we can hopefully bring this war, this very brutal war, to a close.
During last year's campaign, Donald Trump repeatedly claimed he would end the war in one day. Greg Cluxton, The White House.
Also at SRNNews.com, the man arrested in yesterday's shooting at Florida State University is a student and son of a sheriff's deputy.
Two people were killed and at least six wounded before police shot and wounded the gunman. Neon County Sheriff Walt McNeil identified the suspect as 20-year-old Phoenix Ickner.
And he's a son of a Leon County Sheriff deputy.
McNeil says one of the deputy's guns may have been used in the shooting.
Unfortunately, her son had access to one of her weapons. And that was one of the weapons that was found at the scene.
I'm Ben Thomas.
Authorities still have no motive for that shooting. Yemen's Houthi rebels say U.S. airstrikes targeting oil ports have killed at least 74 people and injured at least 170 others. The deadliest known American attack yet in the military campaign that began March 15th. Eric and Law Menendez's bid for shorter sentences have been delayed again due to disputes among prosecutors and their lawyers. A Los Angeles judge said discussions over the admissibility of the state parole board's risk assessments will be considered during a new hearing. That new hearing has been scheduled now for May 9th. This is SRN News. Something new at libraries in Sacramento.
You can get books, magazines, movies, e-books, audiobooks, games, and now contraceptives. 12 libraries in the Sacramento system are now giving away contraceptives in a partnership with Planned Parenthood. Those items are out in plain view on a shelf, which includes information aimed at children and QR codes they can use to link to the Planned Parenthood website. Officials say the program will probably expand to more libraries soon. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Trump administration is suing Maine's education department for not complying with its order that males be banned from playing against females in school sports. The lawsuit, announced by Attorney General Pam Bondi, escalates a dispute over whether the state is abiding by a federal law that bars discrimination in education based on sex. The lawsuit follows weeks of feuding between the Republican administration and Democratic Governor Janet Mills. This is SRN News. Luigi Mangione, the man accused of gunning down UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson, outside a Manhattan hotel in December, indicted in a New York court on four charges, including a count eligible for the death penalty. The charges include stalking, murder, and firearms. One of the most beloved figures in college football broadcasting, calling it a career.
Lee Corso's nearly four-decade run on ESPN's College Game Day is coming to an end. Corso, the longtime ESPN broadcaster and former coach, widely known for his endearing expressions and elaborate headgear picks, is set to retire after a career with the show that began in 1987, ESPN announced. The network said his final broadcast will be August 30th, week one of the 2025 college football season. The network added additional programming to celebrate Corso is also planned. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.